I was born in 1983, just turned 34. Like, I grew up, like, on you guys. And, thank you. I'll never forget it. It's like, I bought, like, this anime, Helsing, from, like, this, like, video store. And, you guys had, like, the intro to it. It was, like, Shine.
Yeah, Shine.
And I'm like,
Shine, yeah.
Holy shit, like, how did these guys get on, like...
Wait, how did this... Really?
Yeah.
Japanese? Mr. Big?
No, I know, but it's like...
Chocolate?
To a Brooklyn you kid, you know? So, like, if you're a Brooklyn kid, you know, and you're a little insular, you know, you're living in your little mafioso, you know, world in Brooklyn, you want to just talk about how that happened? Like, I know you guys are big in Japan, but, like, how were you approached?
Yeah.
Like, you know...
I don't really remember the complete details because it's so long ago, but we just got... You know, we did so much stuff in Japan, and not just Mr. Big. I mean, Paul Gilbert, solo stuff, Billy Sheehan, and we were kind of the American rock and roll representatives, you know?
Yeah.
And when this... animation company came to us. I remember we had like a debut, and they had it in a nightclub, and it was packed, sold out, and it was just us doing an interview. And I think we performed Shine, of course we did.
Mm-hmm.
But this is when this is after Paul Gilbert left in 1996, and then we got guitar player superstar Richie Kotzen, and Richie wrote Shine, and it was on our album. It was an album called Actual Size that we were making. And they asked us for, you know, I don't think we specifically wrote Shine for Helsing, but they had heard it and said it'd be perfect for.
Yeah, it was.
the beginning and the end of this, like, vampire cartoon. This awesome cartoon, actually. Yes. I'm a huge fan of anime.
Mm-hmm.
And comics and all that stuff, but we were at the debut, and they had all these coffins, and they had the characters, did the voices, and they had presented us with Helsing, you know, box sets, but they were shaped like little mini coffins and stuff,
wow.
Right? I think it was just, man, what rock and roll, you know, they were probably thinking brainstorming up in there. Their office on the top of Mount Fuji, who knows? And and they're going, what rock and roll band could we get to you know, make our, just, you know, just give our cartoon a push?
Mm-hmm.
Any rock and roll bands you know? Mr. Big. And, you know, because like I said, we are and still are reigning champions of American, of Western rock and roll in Japan.
Absolutely.
And now the Southeast Asia and Southeast Asia and the whole Pacific Rim. Yes, my friend. Anyway. Yeah, it worked out. It was great because then we had a whole generation of, I mean, we had younger people coming into the shows and, you know, it was good. And we also did, we had a song called Take Cover, and God damn it, I can't remember the, I want to say Ultraman. I think it was Ultraman.
Mm-hmm.
And then yours truly talking to you on the telephone right now, and very proud of it, you know, in certain circles. I was asked to sing the theme song for the first Power Rangers movie.
That's awesome.
And I did it.
Yeah.
And I've never sung the lyric, the ability to morph and even up the score ever again.
Oh,
and
man.
I had children. I just had children then too. They were little boys, but, you know, the Power Rangers thing it continued, you know, obviously after the movie, and it just kept going. And when my kids started loving Power Rangers, you know, my son Dylan would bounce on the bed and go, pow, you know, do his thing, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And he goes, Daddy, you like that song? And I go, that's me. I'm singing it. And he just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And, you know. So, you know, when he was a little kid, they go, are you proud of your dad, Mr. Big, to be with you? You're proud of your dad, the number one song. He's big all over the world, you know.
Nope. And he goes, Power Rangers.
He's saying Power Rangers.
Yep. That's great.